The drone circled high above the wreckage of war. A week before, it hadn't been there. A week before, the drowned cities hadn't been worth mentioning, let alone worth committing drones to overwatch. The drowned cities, a coastline swamped by rising sea levels and political hatreds, a place of shattered rubble and eternal gunfire. It had been a proud capital once, and the people who inhabited its marble corridors had dominated much of the world. But now, the place was barely remembered on maps, let alone in places where civilized people gathered. The histories it had dominated, the territories it had controlled, all had been lost as its people descended into civil war, and eventually were forgotten. And yet, now a Raptor-class oversight drone circled overhead. Held aloft by humid thermals, the drone surveyed brackish jungles and eroded coastlines. It circled, wings stretched wide to catch hot Atlantic winds. Its camera swept across kudzu-tangled swamps and emerald mosquito-infested pools. Its gaze lingered on marbled monuments, spikes and domes and toppled columns, the shattered bones of the city's greatness. At first, the reports had been dismissed as nothing but war-addled refugee accounts, a monster that led child soldiers to victory after victory, a beast that was immune to bullets, that tore enemies limb from limb, a towering savage creature that demanded an unending tribute of enemy skulls. No one believed at first. But later, blurry satellite photos showed buildings burning and troops on the move, and gave confirmation to even the most outlandish accounts. And so the drone came seeking. The electronic vulture wheeled, high and lazy, its belly bulging with cameras and heat sensors, laser microphones, and radio intercept equipment. It photographed historic rubble and barbarous inhabitants. It eavesdropped on bursts of radio communication, parsing the movements of troops, the patterns of explosions. It tracked lines of gunfire and video recorded the dismembering of enemy soldiers. And far away, across the continent, the information the Raptor gathered was received by its masters. There, a great dirigible floated, majestic above the Pacific Ocean. The name on its side was as grand as the warship itself. Annapurna. A quarter of the planet lay between the command dirigible and the spying Raptor, and yet the information arrived in an eye blink and set off alarms. General! The analyst pushed back from her control screens, blinking, wiping sweat from her brow. Mercier Corporation's Global Strategic Intelligence Center was hot with computing equipment and the shoulder-to-shoulder press of other analysts, all at their own workstations, all busy with their own operations. The murmur of their work filled the room, along with the labored whir of cleanroom fans that fought to cool the place. The Annapurna prized efficiency of space and maximum eyes and ears over comfort, and so all of them were sweating, and none of them complained. "General!" the analyst called again. At first, she'd resented the wild goose chase she'd been assigned, an exercise in busy work, while her fellow intelligence analysts foiled revolutions, wiped out insurgents, and fought off price runs on lithium and cobalt markets. They'd made fun of her task, in the mess hall, in the bunk rooms, in the showers, heckling her for not contributing to the bottom line, reminding her that her quarterly profit bonus would be zero for failing to contribute to company profits. Privately, she'd agreed glumly with them all. Until now.